From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says no subsidy for Jakarta-Bandung high-speed rail tickets. Groundbreaking for the development of the new capital IKN with private investment will be next week. Vietnam wants to join in consumer goods supply chain. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasized that there will be no subsidy for Jakarta-Bandung high-speed rail ticket prices. President Jokowi stated during the high-speed train operational trial in Padalarang, West Bandung, West Java on Wednesday, the high-speed train ticket cost will be determined with the right calculations. He added the operation of the high-speed train aims to encourage people to switch to mass transportation from private vehicles. When asked about the potential of passengers switching from KA Agro Prahyangan, Jakarta-Bandung regular train to the high-speed rail, but without subsidies, the president explained the public should try it out first. Jakarta-Bandung high-speed rail train can reach up to 350 km per hour, making the travel time between Jakarta to Padalarang, West Bandung, only 25 minutes. Nusantara Capital Authority revealed that the start of construction or groundbreaking for private investors in the Nusantara Capital City or IKN, East Kalimantan, will be held next week. In the 8-year National Strategic Project event, which will be broadcast online on the YouTube channel of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Deputy for Funding and Investment of the Nusantara Capital Authority, Agung Wicaksono, explained the progress for the development of the Indonesian IKN using state revenue and expenditure budget funds has reached more than 40%.
Dalam minggu depan akan dimulai.
Next week, the groundbreaking will begin for the development of IKN with private investment with funds that are not from the state budget. So far, the progress of the development has reached 40%. Next week, hotels will start to be built, hospitals will start to be built, shopping centers and sport facilities will start to be built, which are not from the state budget. Agung said the private investors who will carry out the groundbreaking at Nusantara State Capital next week are national investors. IKN development is not just building an administrative capital, but also building a new economic growth center. Next, we have Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information Budi Ari Setiadi, who invited industry players in television and radio broadcasting institutions to be able to make the narrative of the 2024 simultaneous peaceful general election a success. According to him, with the contribution of the broadcasting institution ecosystem in promoting the 2024 peaceful election, the situation in society can remain peaceful. Minister Budi Ari Setiadi told radio and television broadcasting industry players in Jakarta on Tuesday his party wanted to help create a better and more conducive atmosphere for the 2024 election.
Karena kita ingin membantu mewujudkan.
Because we want to help create a better, more conducive atmosphere in the upcoming 2024 elections, regardless of whatever choice, hopefully in 2024, we can both color the elections and the 2024 simultaneous elections into peacefully dignified, qualified elections and can produce leaders who are desired by the people to take Indonesia move forward.
Untuk membawa Indonesia menjadi lebih maju lagi.
Minister of Communication and Informatics Budi Ari Setiadi believes that the broadcasting ecosystem and stakeholders want peaceful elections in 2024. We end the national news with Indonesia's Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy on Monday released the 2023-2024 Tourism and Creative Economy Outlook, which contains comprehensive information on the latest developments in the tourism and creative economy sector. Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno said the newly launched outlook could be used as a guide by tourism and creative economy players in formulating strategic plans for 2023-2024. Minister Uno also sought a more comprehensive review of the outlook's content through a focus group discussion. This could result in a number of recommendations regarding strategies or programs for developing the tourism and creative sector. Now we move to the international news. Vietnam wants to join world-leading retailers like Walmart in forming comprehensive, inclusive, sustainable ecosystems with long-term commitment to benefit sharing in the consumer goods supply chain, said Deputy Prime Minister Tran Hong Ha. Speaking at a reception with Senior Vice President of General Merchandise and Apparel Sourcing of the U.S. Walmart Avanish Gupta in Hanoi, Ha said Vietnam has strengths in workforces, infrastructure, and socio-political stability, and has become one of the leading consumer goods producers and exporters in the world. The Arab world rushed on Tuesday to offer aid and support for the victims of natural disasters in Libya and Morocco. Offers of assistance came from Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Algeria, Jordan, Iraq, Kuwait, Tunisia, and Turkey. Massive destruction shattered the Mediterranean coastal city of Derna, where buildings on the river banks collapsed and houses and cars vanished in the raging waters. One UN official described it as a calamity of epic proportions. We end the news with officials from the British Victoria and Albert Museum on Tuesday signed an historic agreement with Yemen to look after four ancient stone artifacts found by police in an East London shop, The Guardian reported. The stelae dating from the second half of the first millennium BC are thought to have been stolen from necropolis subjected to looting in recent years. The Metropolitan Police's Art and Antiques Unit, which investigates art theft, illegal trafficking and fraud, recovered the stones after an archaeology enthusiast noticed them in an interior design store. According to The Guardian, the stones will be put on public display at the London Museum's Easter House when it opens in 2025. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terima kasih. Today's commentary has a topic connected: an intelligent smart city for Indonesia's future. I'm Dolat Pani. The Ministry of Communication and Information continues to support efforts to develop digital government by facilitating the preparation of smart city blueprints for city and district governments in Indonesia. This commitment has conveyed by the Minister of Communication and Information, Budi Ari Setiadi, at the 2023 International Smart City Conference, The Design of Indonesia, Creating a Connected and Smart Future in Jakarta on Tuesday. The Ministry of Communication and Information is also collaborating with related parties to develop a draft ministerial regulation smart city. The smart city movement has been carried out since 2017. Minister Budi Ari Setiadi said that the smart city program that has been running has a positive impact on more than 183 million Indonesians in 241 cities and districts. The Indonesian government is targeting the realization of 100 smart cities in Indonesia. Making cities in Indonesia as smart cities must be implemented as soon as possible. According to data from the Ministry of Home Affairs, it is projected that in 2045, 82.37% of the population will live in urban centers. With the large population in urban areas, more and more problems will arise. It is hoped that our smart cities concept will answer various population challenges, such as urbanization and a significant increase in the number of urban residents. Apart from that, it is hoped that it will also improve the quality of the environment and reduce poverty rates in urban areas, as well as increasing intercity growth rates. Quoting the final report on the study of smart city development in Indonesia, the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing, the National Urban Development Policy and Strategy, BAPNAS, said that smart city is basically the further development of urban areas that are able to meet the needs of its population and lead to sustainable urban development. In developing smart cities in general, Indonesia has prepared six basic aspects, namely smart governance, smart branding, smart economy, smart society, smart environment, and smart living. From these six aspects, it is clear that the main role in creating a smart city is on the hand of government, but the role and involvement of other parties is very important. Strong synergy between government, academics, industry, associations, and society is also the key to realizing smart cities in Indonesia, which will ultimately bring prosperity to the Indonesian people. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history on September 13, 2000, when the Jakarta Stock Exchange building was bombed. The Jakarta Stock Exchange, or BEJ building, in the elite SCBD office area, Jakarta, was attacked by a bomb on September 13, 2000. As a result, 15 people were killed and 90 others were injured. More than 100 cars were damaged and transaction activities on the stock exchange stopped completely for 2 days because stock trading could not be carried out. Several days later, the authorities arrested the perpetrators of the attack, who were members of the Free Aceh Movement, or GAM. Moving on to September 13, 2007, about the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. The UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples is a declaration adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in its 61st session at UN headquarters in New York on September 13, 2007. This declaration outlines the individual and collective rights of indigenous peoples, as well as their rights to culture, identity, language, work, health, education, and other issues. This declaration also prohibits discrimination against indigenous peoples and promotes their full and effective participation. We end today in history with the September 13, 2008 about Delhi bombings. On September 13, 2008, there was a series of bombings in 5 places in Delhi, India. The first bomb exploded at 6:07 p.m. local time and was followed by explosions in 4 other places several minutes apart. At least 30 people were killed and 100 people were injured. The Indian Mujahideen group claimed responsibility for the incident. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Biarkan aku jadi yang terhebat. Jadilah kamu kekasih yang kuat.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo attended the G20 Summit in New Delhi, India, on September 9th until the 10th, 2023.
On the occasion, the president had a bilateral meeting with the French president and Dutch prime minister on Saturday. In the meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, President Joko Widodo gave an appreciation for the realization of investment and economic cooperation between the two nations. President Joko Widodo hoped France could realize the commitment for the energy transition project, including the Just Energy Transition Partnership, or JETP, especially related to the transition project. Quoting Econ.gov.id, President Joko Widodo discussed investment cooperation in the strategic sector, namely in the defense sector and the development of the Nusantara capital city. President Joko Widodo appreciated France through their embassy in Jakarta that brought French potential investors to support the Nusantara capital city development, which resulted in 4 letters of intent. In the negotiation corridor of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration, President Joko Widodo also praised France for showing their flexible position against religious symbols and holy book blasphemy in Europe. Meanwhile, in a bilateral meeting with the Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte on Saturday, President Joko Widodo gave appreciation for the cooperation between Indonesia and the Netherlands in environment and energy transition, such as the Center of Excellence Development for Eco-Friendly Materials, worth $10.5 million in Surakarta. The Netherlands is a strategic economic partner for Indonesia. In 2022, Indonesia's total export to the Netherlands was $5.37 billion, with a surplus in trade balance from 2018 to 2022. Besides trade, the cooperation between Indonesia and the Netherlands was also done in the health sector, education, environment, and critical minerals. As a strategic partner of Indonesia, the Netherlands was expected to encourage the revocation of European Union deforestation regulation that will affect the discrimination against Indonesian main commodities, such as palm oil, rubber, cacao, and coffee. President Joko Widodo hopes the Netherlands can invest in the low-carbon tech development and coal-fired power plant to renewable energy conversion in Indonesia. In the 2 bilateral meetings, President Joko Widodo expressed hope to France as the founder of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, and to the Netherlands as a country that signed the Paris Convention on the OECD to gain support for Indonesian membership application so that it can improve the quality of economic cooperation and the optimization of OECD membership benefits.
Kasihku berjanji selalu menemani saat kau bersedih, saat kau menangis. Selama nafasku masih berdesah,
Voice of Indonesia.
Traveling anywhere is certainly not complete if you don't capture the moment with your favorite cell phone or camera. One of the things you look for when traveling is beautiful scenery as a background for your photos. Sigandul View, one of the newest tourism destinations in Temanggung Central Java, is a place that is complete enough to satisfy your desire to take photos with a natural backdrop of mountains and agriculture and at the same time fill your stomach. If you are not satisfied with just taking photos for a few hours, this place also provides villas for you to stay overnight. Sigandul View is located in a very strategic location, precisely on Jalan Temanggung Wonosobo, only 170 meters after the Sigandul Bridge. From the center of Temanggung City, the distance is around 17.3 kilometers in about 30 minutes. Sigandul View offers many interesting spots for taking photos with mountain and agricultural backgrounds as well as a rural atmosphere. One of the favorite places is the Glass Bridge. This place can also test your adrenaline when walking on the glass bridge with a natural panorama under your feet. Sigandul View offers a coffee and resto concept which is equipped with a variety of attractive and instantaneous facilities. Sigandul View is suitable not only as a place for young people to hang out, but also as a tourism spot for families because children can play with rabbits or with koi fish in a very clear pond. The cool air around Sigandul View makes visitors want to stay longer, especially when the weather is clear. The panorama will be even more amazing. It also offers a panoramic view of Mount Sumbing and Sindoro as the background for your photos. Sigandul View is open every day from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you want to enjoy the atmosphere at night, there are also villas available for visitors to stay overnight and enjoy the beautiful sunrise the next morning. Not to be missed is the jeep rental package, which will take you to explore the Temanggung area further and in a more exciting way. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Cintailah aku seperti saling memiliki selama-lamanya. Cinta saat ku jatuh nanti, menangis sepi.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Menuju Bandung, Menuju Bandung, which means heading to Bandung. So stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Bagaimana Menurutmu? Bagaimana Menurutmu? Which means, what do you think? This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Indah, Chris' friend in a vlog community in Bandung, West Java. Chris talks to Indah on the phone about the transportation mode that he suggests to take from Soekarno-Hatta Airport to Bandung. Let's listen to the conversation.
Chris, besok kita dari Bandara Soekarno-Hatta ke Bandung mau naik apa?
Bagaimana menurutmu kalau kita naik mobil travel?
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Bagaimana menurutmu kalau kita naik mobil travel? Bagaimana menurutmu kalau kita naik mobil travel? Which means, what do you think if we take a travel car? Bagaimana? Bagaimana? Which means how? Menurutmu? Menurutmu? Which means do you think? Kalau? Kalau, which means if. Kita, kita, which means we. Naik, naik, which means take. Mobil travel, which means travel car. Besok, besok, which means tomorrow. In the conversation, you hear the question, Bagaimana menurutmu kalau kita naik mobil travel? which means what do you think if we take a travel car? In the question, there is an expression bagaimana menurutmu? Bagaimana menurutmu? Which means what do you think? It is used to ask someone's opinion or suggestion. Namely, kalau kita naik mobil travel. Kalau kita naik mobil travel. Which means if we take a travel car. To ask someone's opinion or suggestion, you can use the expression bagaimana menurutmu, which means what do you think, followed by a conjunction kalau, jika, or apabila. Kalau, jika, or apabila, which means if, and a statement containing suggestion of an option. For example, kita naik mobil travel. Kita naik mobil travel, which means we take a travel car. Let's listen to the other examples of using the expression bagaimana menurutmu, which means what do you think, to ask for an opinion or suggestion. Bagaimana menurutmu jika kita makan siang dulu? Bagaimana menurutmu jika kita makan siang dulu? Which means, what do you think if we have lunch first? Bagaimana menurutmu kalau kita beristirahat sebentar? Bagaimana menurutmu kalau kita beristirahat sebentar? Which means, what do you think if we rest for a while? In various regions in Indonesia, there is a mobil travel. Mobil travel, which means a travel car, as a public mode of transportation. Mobil travel, which means travel car, can take a passenger from one place to another. For example, from one pool to another, from the pool to the airport, railway station, or bus terminal, and vice versa. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Chris, besok kita dari Bandara Soekarno-Hatta ke Bandung mau naik apa?
Bagaimana menurutmu kalau kita naik mobil travel?
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Bersama sahabat mencari damai. Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a song entitled Kaka Main Salah from East Nusa Tenggara Province. Kaka Main Salah is one of the songs that was presented during the 43rd ASEAN Summit Gala Dinner. There were so many guests dancing along to the music of Kaka Main Salah, including Timor Leste Prime Minister Sanana Gusmao. Even though it has a fast arrangement and rhythm, the lyrics of Kaka Main Salah are an expression of heartbreak. It is about a man who has to end the relationship because he cannot pay for dowry. He chooses to step back and pray for his ex-girlfriend to remain happy. Well, listener, here is the song Kaka Main Salah by Silet Open Up and Kapten Purek. Happy listening!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Awak ia marlon bandar.
sora ele ia au tatau mana alor manda au apali dua de dua de nasu au ia mana lor manda au sora ele ia au tatau mana alor manda au apali dua de dua de nasu au banda lahan kami imanor banda sambi bina kabete malinu koe bina lihat tunda fai mana alor banda awa iya manor banda awa soda ele iya au tatao mana alor banda awa fali awa iya manor banda awa soda ele iya au tatao mana alor banda awa fali dua le dua le nasu au banda fali awa fatu nadea laha kami manor banda sapi bina kabete malinu oe bina le iya tu Yeah, my